Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, how do you decide on what to spend on a wedding or graduation gift? Words of financial wisdom from money guru Alvin Hall. But first, today is June 19th, and that means it's not just any old day in June. It's also known as Juneteenth, a holiday that marks the day slaves in Galveston, Texas, found out that they had been freed by the Emancipation Proclamation. Now, that was 2.5 years after the day the proclamation was issued. So what to make of Juneteenth? A celebration of a new future or yet another reminder of a painful past? Joining us to talk about this is Mark Anthony Neal. He's a professor of Black popular culture at Duke University. He joins us from Durham, North Carolina. Also with us is actor and comedian Paul Mooney. He's been talking about Black culture for years. He's at our bureau in New York. Thank you both for being here.
Great to be here, Michelle.
Yeah, thank you.
Mark Anthony Neal, let's start with you. How did this happen? How did Juneteenth start?
Well, you know, given the social networks at the time, you can imagine that, you know, information didn't get out as quickly as possible. And there were folks who probably weren't all that interested in having folks get the information that they could walk off of these plantations. You know, so literally it's 2+ years later that these folks in Galveston, Texas, finally get the info, you know, the information about the Emancipation Proclamation and find out that they're free.
Did somebody finally just show up and announce it? How did it happen?
I imagine that was exactly it. You know, someone finally comes down with the word. I mean, it's not like folks, you know, were able to send email or text messages at the time. And again, you know, because you're talking about social networks and Black folks being in various outposts around the country, I mean, information simply was not going to be reproduced the way that we think about information being reproduced now.
As I understand it, the Union General Granger shows up in Galveston, Texas, on June 19th and reads the Emancipation Proclamation someplace and informs the slaves that they were free. But how did it get to be a holiday or even thought about as a holiday or a day of acknowledgement?
I think it was a very useful date just to, you know, particularly for those folks in Galveston, Texas, and the state of Texas in general. It was a useful date to say, yes, this is when it finally ends. Right? When we have a sense that everybody knew that there was this Emancipation Proclamation, that this is an ideal date to celebrate the end of it. Even though I could imagine there are probably folks even at that moment who hadn't quite gotten the information yet.
Do you celebrate it, Mark?
I celebrated, you know, to the extent that I'm places where the celebration is going on. I mean, I don't go out of my way and go, oh, my God, it's Juneteenth. But as it's gotten much more popular, and I guess now there are 14 states that celebrate the holiday, you know, you find yourself in various places where Juneteenth is, in fact, a big deal, as it is here in Durham.
And Paul Mooney, what's your take? Know Your History. So
well,
break it
yeah,
down.
Yeah, but my take is on both of you. You're living in an illusion. Perhaps I missed something. I had no idea we were freed. I know that we don't pick cotton anymore, but we wear it. And somewhere I'm missing something. We were freed, and then he said, walk away from the plantation. You would think they'd be running away. And let's keep it real. White folks knew that slaves were free, okay? And they just didn't tell us. We couldn't read or write, and they just didn't tell us. They did it on purpose. They did it on purpose. They didn't tell us. But it's all very funny to me. It's very strange about celebrating something. It's very American, you know, and it's very white America not to tell us things to keep us in the dark. They still keep us in the dark. Things, you know, haven't changed much. I mean, I celebrate any celebration with freedom for us. I mean, let's keep it real. Sugar was free before us, okay? And it sort of made me angry when I walked in the store, sugar free. I said, sugar's free, but when am I going to get free?
Okay, so you don't celebrate it, Paul Mooney.
What? I do celebrate anything with freedom in it.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything with freedom in it, except for free base. And I knew that wasn't for us when free was in it. I said, well, that's not for me. I know that.
Mark Anthony, is there any reason not to celebrate? I mean, it seems to me at least it is an interesting day to even think about. On the one hand, it is a day of acknowledgement. You can say that it's sort of a punctuation point on a history. And it also is an acknowledgement that the freedom didn't come overnight. It wasn't just like the Emancipation Proclamation, you know, read it, and then all of a sudden everything changes. So in a way, it's an acknowledgement of the reality that it took a very long time. On the other hand, it's kind of a dirty trick, like Paul Mooney was suggesting, that, you know, 2.5 years after the fact, and these folks are still just finding it out. So
I think celebration is really just a bad word. I mean, I think acknowledgement, you know, a day where we can acknowledge, yes, this is when the proclamation finally got delivered to these folks, but also the talk about, you know, the specifics. You know, why did it take 2.5 years for folks to get this information? You know, why weren't there whites interested, you know, in letting black people know they were free to leave these plantations? And I think Juneteenth, you know, if it's done right, allows us to celebrate and both acknowledge what's going on. You know, for me, I never want to lose sight of these folks who get this information. When they finally get this information, you know, in June of, 1865, when they finally get this information, it's like they're not thinking to themselves, oh, my God, why did it take so long for us to get this information? All they knew is that this one thing that they have dreamed about and thought about and really couldn't even conceptualize, that it was being presented to them. And I think we honor their humanity, right, in that particular historical moment by acknowledging the significance of Juneteenth. But I don't think that gets us away from the responsibility of often talking about the very real history of what happens when folks are, in fact, emancipated. They're not really emancipated. I mean, sharecropping, for all intents and purposes, keeps in the system of chattel slavery, you know, going on for years, at least economically, you know, well into the 20th century.
We're talking about Juneteenth, the holiday marking the end of slavery, with Professor Mark Anthony Neal and actor Paul Mooney. Hey, Mooney, have you ever talked about Juneteenth in one of your routines?
Well, of course. I talk about everything that's historical in America. And see, I'm from the South. I'm from Louisiana. And you've got to remember that slavery is very complex. It has a lot of levels to it. And you have to remember that these people are family, because this white man is sleeping with everybody. And I wouldn't want my son or my grandson to know he was free to leave. You know, you have this is a very complicated situation. You're dealing with human beings. People keep forgetting that everybody's a human being, and human beings react the same way emotionally, okay?
To change and to the loss of power.
Yes, and to loss of power and to loss of their relatives. Let's keep this real, okay? We as a race in America are a conquered race. We have European names. We got to face that fact. We have European names. White people are born in Africa. They have European names. I've had them come into my face. I'm African. I said, really? I want to hear an African name. You are Judith? I mean, let's keep all of this real. This is all real complex, and you have to just deal with the reality of it, okay? And we're family, and as we all know, nobody hates like family. That's why we don't get along. You could be in the hospital dying, and they bring in your best friend, and on your deathbed, bring in Judith. I forgive you. They bring in your sister or your brother, and you go, the hell. You know what I mean? Let's keep this real.
So what are you going to do to celebrate, Mooney?
I'm coming over to your house and cook and eat up all your food. That's what I'm doing.
Well, what are we fixing? What is our Juneteenth menu?
Well, we're fixing slave food, okay, which will be nothing. So don't worry about it.
It'll be very cost effective. Well, Mark Anthony Neal, do you think that Juneteenth ought to be a holiday?
I think it should. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to talk about this. I mean, I think, you know, it is a complex thing, and I don't think we spend enough time dealing with those complexities, you know, when we celebrate Juneteenth. You know, we go see our West African dancers, and there's some spoken word poetry, and of course there's the quote-unquote slave food. But I think to really push the envelope with Juneteenth is to talk about those difficulties about slavery that no one in this country wants to talk about.
And you know what else? You know what else? Wait, you know what else no one ever talks about? Our image for slavers, we see adults with chains on their necks. Am I right or wrong? Our imagery, roots, the whole thing, adults, right?
Yeah.
We never see children in chains. They left millions of orphans in Africa because the old people and the young couldn't survive that voyage, okay? We don't have that image, and no one writes or talk about those orphans that were left in Africa. And if Madonna and that other, what's the actress's name with the big lips?
Angelina Jolie.
If they were around, they would have adopted them all, so that would have taken care of that.
Mark Anthony, how would you teach about Juneteenth? I mean, obviously you teach a broad array of students, and at a university like Duke, you've got students who may or may not know a lot about American history, who come from all over the world.
Well, first of all, I got to get out of their head, you know, this very image of slavery that we think about, that, you know, to not think about slavery. Yes, it was something that was an amazing threat to the humanity of a group of people. But to talk about the economic components about it, that this was about using free labor to develop the economy of the South. And I don't think there's enough of a conversation attached to that notion of slavery. I mean, you understand sharecropping, for instance, when you understand the economic component of it. And I think because we spend a lot of time, you know, in this kind of way nostalgically thinking about how bad the slaves were treated, and yet yes, they were treated incredibly horribly, but there was an economic reason for this, right? Juxtapose, for instance, why folks were much more willing, for instance, to have, say, European immigrants, particularly of Irish descent, to do certain kind of dangerous jobs, you know, because if you killed 20 Irishmen, you could get 20 more. You know, if you killed 20 of your property, that was a real economic loss for you. So the kind of violence that you would, you know, assume to the whole community, I mean, you were very tactical with that because these were property that you had to protect. And again, to talk about the humanity of these folks who for all their lives are just imagining what freedom is. They've only heard it as a word. They've only heard liberation as a word. And suddenly it's being presented to them, and they have to now imagine the world that they live in ways that were unimaginable to them, that they didn't even have language and words to describe. And I think to connect to that kind of humane aspect of slavery and emancipation and now Juneteenth is one of the ways that I would go at teaching this to my students.
So, Mark, when you think of Juneteenth, do you think of triumph or do you think of pain?
I think of both. I don't think you can separate one from the other. I mean, it is a bittersweet reality. Yes, these folks have attained freedom, but damn, why did it take 2.5 years for them to be able to get the word?
Okay, that's what I want to say. We have
Mooney, last word.
Yeah, keep it real, because we don't want to get into this illusion. I'm an American, and I don't want any special nothing. I don't want affirmative action, too much affirmative, not enough action. I don't want this civil rights bill, this voting thing. I am an American. That Constitution protects me. And if you don't want me to vote in the state, when I get through suing you, you'll bring the ballot to my house. I'm very aware of everything. But I'm just saying the reality of it is this. I want the same freedom. I'm an American. I'll end it with that. Juneteenth, June 19th, 18th, 20th, I am an American.
All right. Paul Mooney, actor, stand-up comedian. Extraordinaire. He joined us from our New York bureau. His latest DVD is Jesus is Black and So is Cleopatra, Know Your History. And we were also joined by Mark Anthony Neal. He's professor of Black popular culture at Duke University. He joined us from Durham, North Carolina. His latest book is New Black Man, Rethinking Black Masculinity. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And I guess would it be Happy Juneteenth?
Yeah, Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth?
Happy Juneteenth.